Welcome to the Nimrod Horror Podcast, where we sit, sip, and talk horror shit. I am Joey, and this is Leo.
What it do?
So, today we are continuing our month-long shark adventure, and we are talking about the 2017 film, Toxic Shark, which premiered Sharknado Week back in 2017, so.
It was like the fourth out of six, right?
What?
They were like having six movies before that Sharknado movie came out, so it was like, I think it was like the fourth one.
Yeah, so. I always loved Sharknado Week when I had cable at certain times, but. Yeah, but before we get into any of that, as we always do, what are we sipping on for this? I'll go with Mr. Lil.
Boy, you look fucked up. I'm just going to say it. Yo, if I was a cop right now, I'd just be like, sir, can you just put these handcuffs on? Like, I'm not even going to bother.
Actually, like, frequent too much. I did it like a bit, but nothing like crazy.
You didn't have to tell me that, buddy. Nah, I'm sipping on some Maker's Mark today. I remember that point I was like on a whole tequila run. I'm on a whiskey run. What's next, rum? But I don't like rum by itself, though.
I'll be honest.
No, to me, it's too much sugar, bro. Like, I feel like I'm drinking diabetes.
Speaking of diabetes, so I have cacti, and I'm going to start with one of my oddly drinks that I enjoy. It's a still preserve, like they're kind of like kind of fruity flavor one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, I don't know, kind of like a Four Loko kind of. But this one's the tangerine, and it's 8%. It used to be a mystery flavor, and I really like the mystery flavor, because like most of these drinks are pretty trash. But I like to try out the new flavor. This one's like my all-time favorite. And like I said, also got the cacti later, so. You know me and the cacti. I love the cacti. I also want to mention congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning for winning back-to-back Stanley Cups. I was a bit disappointed that the Canadiens didn't put much of a fight up. I mean, it was five games. And I would have loved to have seen a Canadian team win a Stanley Cup, because I've never seen one my entire time watching since 1994. Never seen a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup, but congratulations to them. Kucherov has a pretty good drunk interview where he's shirtless. Look that up on YouTube, y'all. It's pretty good.
That's all I want to see. Some hockey player without a shirt off. With a shirt off. That's what I want to see.
The other way, you know, and by the time this is out, the Phoenix Suns may have their first NBA title, and Chris Paul would have his first NBA title. So,
hey, man, the city piece is behind the guy right now. Like, I'm surprised how much love Houston's giving out to the Suns right now. But hey, when Chris Paul was here, he was magic for us. And he's actually a guy that didn't leave on bad terms. So, of course, like when you have a player like that, no matter what city you go to, the city's going to have your back. So, yeah. In a way, Chris Paul kind of repping the city of Houston out there in some little sense of the way. Yeah. And I actually want to say, since we're talking about championships, my boy finally got his first championship with his national team. The Copa America ended today, and my boy Lionel Messi got his first major you know, country championship. He's got him with Barcelona, of course, but he's, they always said the man can never win one for the country. And here we go. At near the end of his career, the boy does it. Gets best player of tournament also, and the most and best scorer of the tournament. With the damn title, with the championship, bro, I even had to sit down. Everybody in my family was just sitting down so he could raise that damn cup. About damn time. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, when you first like brought that up, I didn't realize that he's never won for like his country wise before. So his team, I just kind of assume he has before because, you know, he's one that was proper.
Yeah, dude, he's been to that cup final like in 2007, 2015, 2016. Me and my wife actually went to go watch Argentina versus USA in the semifinals, and they went on to the cup. They lost that one too. It's just been disappointing. And in 2014. They lost the World Cup. They were at the Championship World Cup game. Like, dude, to say, you know, he's been called the best in the world and to never have that, you know, that title, a title, period. Like him and Ronaldo, they've always been the ones that said, oh, they're the best, but they've never won a championship but with their respective countries. Now Messi can actually say, hey, I did it, you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a thing when it comes to the best players in like any sport, really.
Yeah, you can be the best in the world, but the thing is your team good to back you up? Because remember, these sports ain't no this ain't tennis where you're just playing one on one. It's a team effort.
But yeah,
and the Gold Cup started right now, by the way.
I think I saw that. Like, I think I saw, like someone on an Instagram post something about it.
Yeah, Mexico versus Trinidad right now. I'm watching the game. They actually had a card of Mexican player out the thing. Goalie went slit, hit him right in the face, twisted his whole neck back.
Oh, jeez.
KO, bro. That dude was just on like, right there on the field, just dead. Bleeding too, by the way. They had, like the team doctor had to go down. They had to stretch him out. Rookie guy too. I have nothing. Well, I do have something against, I guess, the Mexican team. They vandalized my wife's car that the fans did. But other than that, I mean, their fans got banned from the World Cup qualifiers because of their slur language when they that. Is very offensive towards the gay community. Pretty much, when somebody kicks the ball, they say the P word, like, you know, puto, you know, that word,
yeah.
Which could terms in English can come out as the F word for, yeah. So the FIFA was like, no, guess what? Mexican fans are banned from the qualifying matches. You guys are going to play with no people in your stadium. So, yeah, like the coaches and even the president was all like telling the Mexican fans to shut the hell up. Like, please, like. In other words, you guys are costing us a lot of money.
I mean, times are changing. So, like, you got to change. Because there's been like a few other like sports where like sports fans are just they say ridiculous things, but now people are like, hey, calm down with that, you know? You can't be saying that these days.
Like, we shouldn't be saying
ever, but you know. But
like towards the Astros. Hey, but with the Astros, to me that stuff's funny, bro. Like. They embraced it. They're like, fuck it, we'll be the NWO of the MLB. Why not?
Yeah. I love it too. And the Astros are doing really good this season. I'm a bit surprised. But, you know. But yeah, let's jump into Toxic Shark. I said this was a sci-fi film. It was directed by Cole Sharp. Up his information, so I'm not sure if this is like his first film or anything like that. I say now, I was not a huge fan of his directing style.
There's a directing style to these films, bro.
I mean,
I just thought they followed a formula, to be honest. It's like, stand in the shallow end, gigantic, big-ass shark appears in the shallowest part of the water. And I mean, he jumps out. Like, I can understand the avalanche sharks. I can understand the land sharks. But this fucking shark was still submerged underwater, 3 feet down. This thing looks like it's about 25 feet long. About a ton, you know, in weight. And tell me how this fool in 3 feet water still maneuvers unseen in some crystal clear blue waters. Please, please tell me how that is possible.
Let's see. That's like part of like the directing thing too. So, yeah, there
you go. No, that's the sci-fi formula.
Some like sci-fi directors, you know, they do it. I'm not gonna say the word realistic because I mean we're talking about killing a shark movie. The printer just started to print for a weird moment.
Please read what it says. I don't know why. Maybe there's a message. Just read what it says. What did the printer?
It was not that like printed. It was just kind of.
I wish it would have been something like, "Yo, shut the fuck up."
It was weird, but let me do a quick pause so I can edit and go back a bit for the printer.
Why? Yeah. Why? It's there, bro. Let it be. Just like we let this whole plot of this movie be. Okay, first of all, why did we pick this movie? I picked this movie. You know why? The concept of fucking sharks biting somebody and then they become like zombies. It's like, bro, you're on an island. Like, you can't get out of the island because you have a shark chasing you. And you can't be on the island inside the land because you're being attacked by whatever these rabies are. I was all like, a 2-for-1 special. Hell yeah. It's like getting, like, what's it called? Land and turf. Like, chicken wings and shrimp. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what this movie felt like it's going to be.
So, quick question. Have you ever seen the film Zombie Shark?
I have not.
That was another like sci-fi. That one was not actually a sci-fi film, but like sci-fi.
It has the quality.
Like a Sharknado Week. It's one of those films. It's weird because they don't even have a real cover art to the movie, and I just seen it one time, and I think it was kind of a similar concept where, like, if the shark bites you, you become a zombie. I remember thinking the film was actually pretty good, and it's almost like it's one of those movies that are no longer around. It just doesn't exist. It was...
Is it so bad that's why it don't exist?
I think that's how people view it as, but I thought it was pretty darn good. When I saw it. But anyway, I just wanted that. Throwing that out there, I think it was on YouTube at one time, but I think it's off of YouTube now, Zombie Shark. And I know it was on some type of, like, giant sets of, like, shark movies, like, super cheap shark movies. Anyway, let's go back to this. Toxic Shark. I will say this. You know me. I know you. We both seem to love shark movies. And I'm cool with over-the-top CG sharks. And as we vaguely mentioned, this shark has something special to him. He is toxic. And he kind of has this, like, extra little, like, kind of, like, spout thing on top of his head that spits out radiation. Like this ooze, almost. Like, it's kind of like how, like, the snorks on that cartoon show back in the 80s had. They had a little like, horn circle thing.
Dude, just say the shark had a dick on his head and it jizzed out green stuff.
That's another way of like saying it too. Yeah, like I actually thought it was like a cool little concept and everything.
No, I'm actually not gonna lie. The shark, the way the shark looked in this movie was actually pretty legit. Like, yeah. I actually thought, hey, the shark looks cool. Even though like. When it pops out, it does have like that exorcist, like cheap video game graphic thing to it. But there's some scenes that it just works, you know what I mean? So I this was one of those times where like, yeah, the shark looks crazy at times, but it worked. It's not too crazy.
Yeah, like it's again because like. With movies like this, I mean, I'm cool with seeing the CG shark. I don't need to because it's not a serious film. Like how Bait was. Bait did get affected some because you did have that sometimes bad CG moment.
Mm-hmm. And this but this movie had a Power Ranger, bro.
It was a Power Ranger.
You didn't know? Like Audra, whatever her name was.
Okay, so I guess she was in the series that I didn't see then. I just know like the original cast.
No, yeah, this was like, I forgot, like one of those Tropic Thunder Power Rangers or whatever. It was the ones on Nickelodeon.
But yeah, I have no idea.
So, yeah, I was like sitting there going, a Power Ranger. My wife goes, you still watch Power Rangers? I'm like, no, it's just my nephews. I mean, they used to watch Power Rangers. I used to look and be like, damn, this show's gone downhill. And then when I saw her, I'm like, a fucking Power Ranger?
Because like, okay, here's a quick thing about Power Rangers also. Talking to like younger folks who like Power Rangers. Everyone seems to agree that the original Power Rangers were the best ones. Even like kids that are, this is like a 18 or like 19, they're like, man, I used to watch whatever Star Force Power Rangers and Ninja Code Power Rangers, but the original cast with Jason and Tommy, that was the best.
And let's be honest, which one of us was not crushing on Kimberly?
Everyone was. Yeah, she was definitely one of those 90s boyhood crushes that people had.
Yeah, but this movie played on every cliche there was. I think that's why, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, do you ever notice how these movies always have, like, the... They're just like a cliche of themselves. They're like a parody of themselves. Like, oh, let's make a movie about a crazy killer shark. And let's have him attack on shallow water. One. Two, we need a human piece. We need human interaction. We need drama within the humans. How do we make this work? Guy just broke up with girlfriend. Let's turn this into a romantic comedy while we're at it. They go on a retreat and they both end up on the same island.
What? You're
a GM? What? Are you serious? Oh, when they're about to do like a one of those interaction things they have there, like little events. Oh, why is it that they have to be paired up together? I wonder why. And then let's have why they got into fighting in the first place. The guy comes with the dim-witted friend. The girl has the party girls with her. And then would anybody guess the ending? Could you guess the ending, Joey? I don't think I could have saw that ending coming from a mile away, I think. Wink, wink.
Yeah, that was, wasn't a huge fan of that storyline, but, it plays into the typical kind of, beach teen college, whatever movie set up with an ep and a... Let's just say, if we say what happens, you're not going to be spoiled.
I think that's like sometimes when I watch these films, I know I tend to be like, not just because of the acting or whatever. It's just like whatever you get those first 5 minutes of storyline, you're like, oh, I know where all this is going. So. That's always like the bad thing. Like I always said, that you could always have like some crappy CGI or some crappy blood or whatever. It's fine, but man, there has to be a story behind that. I've watched some really crappy movies where the story was crappy looking, but the story was you could just had you hooked.
Yeah, the story wasn't too strong in my opinion, and I think the acting was pretty weak. And as I mentioned, the directing was also a bit weak, too. So that, to me, hurt the film. But there is a lot that I did enjoy about this movie. So it's not like I hate the movie or anything like that.
A kill count.
Oh, yeah. Good kill count. They're at this beach retreat thing in Puerto Rico, and they're at
say that again.
Puerto Rico.
I just love the way you say it.
So yeah, it's like they're like attending this bodies by Reese thingy or what, like whatever it is. It's basically it's this 40-year-old kind of douchebag guy and he's just getting a bunch of like young college attractive people together, and they're kind of like working out and stuff like that. There are a bit cringiness to the whole thing, but it's pretty good. But I will say this: if I ever see a Bodies by Reese t-shirt, I want that.
Why? Por qué?
Because they wear it like throughout the movie. I would love to have one. I don't know if I can ever find one. Maybe that one rare time on like eBay for like a extra had a shirt, they're selling it. That's like the only way.
That or you just find the logo online and just go to the printing place and make your own.
Yeah, like you can make your own bootleg one probably. Because it was like a pretty cheaply like generic font to it.
So. Yeah.
But and like here's another typical shark movie thing. It goes all the way back to Jaws. Reese, the guy that is doing the whole retreat thing, he is warned that the water is very toxic and they should not be in the water at all. Reese does not care. He's like, hey, I came here to make my money, and I'm not going to scare people off. I'm going to have a good time. Whatever happens, happens. And of course, he gets his come up and everything.
Dude, what did you think? What did you think of the characters in this film?
Again, not a big fan of any character in this film. Because I was about to like mention that Edna. So weird. Eden.
Eden.
Yeah, Eden. She has this like anti-shark bracelet that comes into play later on. I thought that was a bit silly, you know. And then you have
hey, bro, if it works, it works. I from now on, I'm just gonna have one of those too. Even though it's probably just gonna be some pebbles.
And they have Sam, which is her ex, who becomes not an ex. He's not much of a character. He's just kind of like a typical kind of like, I guess, good-looking college blonde white guy. There's not much depth to these characters. No offense to them.
He had a token black guy.
Yeah. The only character that was kind of interesting was the girl that like worked there. Did I write her name down? I don't think I wrote her name down. It's not Gabby. Gabby's another friend. That was Audra. Yeah.
Audra's not the one that worked there. Audra was the friend, the one that looked more Asian. She's the one. She was a power. She was. I was gonna say the Powerpuff Girl. She was the Power Ranger. I think Gabby was the first one that got bitten. Like not bitten, but see that's.
Aaron.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Okay, so I get it. Like, so the shark could have just like brushed up against her leg, you know, and like gave her that. That mean little burn or whatever. But bro, once again, she was standing in no more than 3 feet water. Crystal clear water. This shark's like black, by the way. How can you not see something, you know, swimming around you? And another thing, she's in between two guys. How the fuck is this 25-foot shark?
That's what I'm saying. Directing. There was some issues. There were some issues directing-wise. It's one of those movies that, like, I feel like the writing was very loose, and that the director was the one that really kind of, like, basically wrote the movie. Unless he wrote the movie.
Joey.
I'm not sure.
You, me, we're going to make a 20-minute movie episode. We're going to write the entire script drunk. Let's do this. We're not going to film it drunk. We're just going to sit there and be like, damn, what the fuck did we write?
Oh, man. So, one of my favorite kills in this movie, and to me, it was a really random kill. It's like in those slasher movies where there's this random teenager who you've never seen before is just walking down the street, and they're just murdered. And like the next scene, like someone says, hey, have you guys seen Randy? And I'm like, oh, no, haven't seen him yet. And like, oh, that doesn't... That's who that character was. But there was this girl. Makes no sense. He's riding a horse on the beach, like next to the water.
Hey, how much were the effects to make all that water look like it was splashing, by the way? Because that was some fake ass splashing. And then, like, when they close up on her and she's riding on the horse, like, you just see, like, little water drops, not even, like, up. They're just, like, right, like, down here, in the, like, at the bottom of the screen. I was like, why? Why? It doesn't even look like water. It's like gelatin. Like, slime is going all over the place.
Yeah, she's, like, killed by the sharks, obviously. And then, yeah, like, next scene, like, Reese is all like, hey, where's Samantha at? I know she, like, likes to ride her horse. I haven't seen her yet. Yeah, it's unnecessary, but I kind of liked it. That was my favorite kill. There was, like, nothing really amazing about these kills. They were very kind of like the shark would jump up and kind of, you see the shark's mouth, and that was almost it for most of the kills.
Yeah, it was just like a quick scoop, like a voom. The shark, like, killed people by scooping their asses.
Like, bite, that was about it.
You kind of always got, like a belly image. And then red blood in the water. Or, like, there were some scenes where, like, you can see him, like, chomping down. Like, I think one guy's like, I can't feel my leg. I can't feel my leg. The surfer guys.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? Oh, by the way, how long does it take a group of people to get the fuck out of the water when it's 4 feet, by the way? Or how fast is this fucking shark?
Water thing.
Bro, like, the fucking shark attack, and, like, everybody's like, it's like the most, like, they just got dumb fucked and didn't even know which way to go. Like, I feel like this is what we call it in the podcast industry of the Nimrod Hard Podcast. This is what we call the dodo effect. The reason why it should be called the dodo effect is because, as we know, the dodos went extinct. And I'm pretty sure it's because they know where the fuck to go. And all these people massacred in the water didn't know where the fuck to go. And I don't blame anyone for dying at that scene.
Good term. Yeah, use it more. That happens a lot in horror movies that we watch.
So now, we started a new thing, the dodo effect.
Yeah, the shark goes on like a little bit of a rampage there. And then there's something that was silly, but I loved it. This shark actually cuts through like the phone lines that like connect to this beach. I thought that is silly, dumb, and I love it. That a shark would be like, hey, I'm gonna cut that phone line so like they can't call anybody out.
See, Michael Myers that shit, bro.
He did.
He screamed it, he Jasoned it, he which other bro, he 1980s slashered it.
He did. I love it. It makes no sense for the shark to do that, but I love it. Oh. Quick side note. I just said this earlier, but I didn't. I think that the overall in this movie, the female casting, the extras also, are actually not too shabby looking at all. But I don't think it's full muscle. But, let's see.
I don't know, bro. Like, usually for these movies, they cast a filet mignon.
As in saying, like...
Like, filet mignon is fucking expensive beef. Like, good beef.
Good this was like making sure more, like which way you're going
with. Yeah, this one was more like HEB sirloin.
Pretty good, you know.
I mean, HEB sirloin is pretty good too, but it ain't no filet mignon. It ain't no New York center cut ribeye.
But yeah, it's during like this time that like Reese is also notified that now not only is the water toxic, but there is a shark out there who's toxic. You close down your like retreat thingy, and Reese is still like, nah, I'm gonna play it out and see what happens, you know, as they always do. But of course, it's a bad choice. And then I think was Gabby. One of the main characters, Gabby, was she like the first one that became a zombie? We haven't like mentioned the zombie thing too much.
Well, that's the thing. I was like from the trailer, I was expecting some zombie carnage, like at least 20, 30, not even 20, like maybe halfway the movie. We didn't see this damn zombie carnage till a little after halfway the movie. And I'm not. It sounds weird to say, but like this happens like 50 minutes into the movie. The movie's only an hour and 84 minutes, so it is a little past the halfway point. But like those last 30 minutes of the movie just dragged on, even though there's a lot going on, like on whole killing and everything. That part to me hurts any movie I watch, like horror based. You got like all this murder and death going on, but if you can make a movie feel like you're watching another hour movie, ooh, bro, there's something wrong there. Maybe you're right. The directional way was not. It just did not work, bro. Like I turned around. And I was all like, oh, man, it's like I kept looking at my watch, like, when is this movie gonna end? Like,
yeah, because I kept on like checking like the time left too. I was like, oh, there's still 11 minutes left. I thought it was like 2 minutes left till ending.
Yeah,
like 2 minutes. Yeah,
but like the way that they didn't even say it wasn't even really zombies. Like I feel I feel like they try to also do something like the Evil Dead things. They, and before anybody tries to chop off my head and goes, what the fuck do you mean? Let me explain. That whole scene where you finally have somebody turn into, we'll just call it a rabies mutant.
Yeah.
Mutant. They do mention earlier that she's showing signs of like rabies, like how rabies attack, like, you know, could like take over a person's body or whatnot. But I find this to be hilarious. Like the guys are like, oh, I'm not a medical trained professional, blah 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 blah. But later on in the movie, he's talking like he's fucking he's won the what's that thing called? The Nobel Prize for being the best doctor in the world. Like he realized what the hell's going on. It's like, bro, I thought you didn't know what the fuck is like. I thought you weren't like you just really contradicted yourself, you damn hypocrite. But like, so the way to find out that you're like a zombie type thing or whatever, or what do we say, a toxic mutant? We said toxic mutant. Toxic rabies. You got toxic rabies. Yeah, it's. You grow some badass eyeshadow. Some red eyeshadow. Like those like Japanese geishas.
Yeah.
Dude. So you get the scene where like she finally gets affected by it and then she bites one of the trainer guys. So douche guy, in typical douche fashion, makes a run for it. Gets slaughtered by the shark. And then this shark, I guess, is like, you know, fireproof in this scene, apparently.
Yeah, makes no sense
later. Because he jumps under the shark and this boat just goes up in a ball of flame, by the way.
Yeah.
And you think a old girl's been killed, but she makes it to shore with like a bite on her neck or a cut on her neck or something. And Sir, Doctor, Mister, I don't know what the hell is going on, goes, like I mentioned before, this is like rabies. It's closer to her head, so it's affecting her brain much, much more faster. I was all like, bruh. Like I wish I was smoking weed while you said this, because I know my reaction would have been like, bruh. Like, did you just really say that? Like, did this ninja just say that? I didn't say the N-word, I said ninja. Did this ninja just say that? Then I would have hit it. Drop. And then hit it again. It's been like, bruh. Like, why? Why? Like, you're not a fucking doctor. Is that how rabies work? If a dog with rabies bites you close to your neck, it's going to affect you to the brain a lot quicker? I just want to know this. Is it true? Should we look this up on medicalmd.com.org?
I'm curious about that. I would say I don't think it does affect the difference, like how fast it like hits you.
So like, rabies affects the brain?
I'm not even really sure if it does. I want to say yes, it does. I feel like
I feel like it does bring out like an urge to do violent tendencies and all that stuff. But I mean, but I don't know how to explain it, but I don't think it works like if it's close to your brain.
Yeah, that's like, I don't think that's how it works. I think it, like, if you're bitten on the foot, it will affect you the same way if you're bitten like on the neck.
Yeah, so here goes zombie logic for anybody. If you're going to get bitten by a zombie, make sure he gets bitten in the foot, because you will last longer before you turn into a zombie. This would be my fact face. But yeah, it's bad. Dude, but like, then she starts mouthing off like, yeah, leave me with this bitch. Like, I'm like, ah. It's like Evil Dead whenever you shut them on the basement floor and they just start saying all this gibberish and random shit. It's like she almost sounded like she was not bipolar, like she had Tourette's or something.
Yeah. Yeah, because it reminded me more, because like I didn't think Evil Dead, I went towards Exorcist, actually. But, of course, like a very tamed down version of it.
Oh, of course, yeah. TV movie.
Yeah. Yeah. See that comparison? Yeah. So, what's the one thing I want to say? Audra and Jesse also get infected with this toxin or whatever, maybe whatever thing. And then, but like, she doesn't turn zombie, right? No.
Audra? I think she ends up turning everybody else into zombies.
Yeah, okay,
toxic rabies.
Yeah.
Zombie.
Read my notes now. Her and like other...
We'll call them TZMs. How about that? TZMs. Toxic Zombie Mutants.
Alright. Yeah, her and the other TZMs, they kind of go on a killing spree. They start eating people. This part's more like a zombie film. And this is like the only real zombie part to this movie, really.
Yeah, like, and this is where George A. Romero turned in his grave. That got dark really quick.
But then the shark kills like a good chunk of these TZMs.
Bro, a good chunk? Really? I literally felt like he literally got all these people turned into TZMs just so he could have fucking a buffet. Wouldn't it have been crazy like if they would have made like this like extra thing, whatever, where the shark calls the people into the water like he's a cult leader and he just started jumping down on them. Dude, for some reason, just because it's a sci-fi movie, I would not even been surprised. I would have let it slide.
Like, that would not surprise me. Yeah. That actually would have been actually not a bad idea. Yeah. Or cheesy, clean, good. Then we're basically down to four of our main characters left. You got the boy Sammy. We got Zane, who we've never... Wait, Zane's the token black guy. Yeah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron. And Eden, which I want to call her Edna. I don't know why. Her name's Eden.
Just think Aiden. Without the A.
I don't know why. Just want to say Edna. But, they were really trying to leave, obviously, and then they...
On this boat that has a hole on it, the whole bottom's kind of, like, corroded.
Yeah, because, like, again, the water's toxic, so things are getting corroded and stuff like that. And...
But honestly, how toxic do you think this shark is? Because it is, I would say, a 25-foot shark. I'm just saying, you know. That's my guess of the whole movie. For him to affect an entire land area, an island. You know how much water is around an island?
Well, okay, so like, there was like a thing that they briefly mentioned that it wasn't the shark that was toxic, it was water, because like some type of local company felt like arsenic or something in the water, and that's why the shark became like that. But that like storyline is briefly mentioned. They don't really mention that.
And only one shark.
Yeah, and like, wouldn't the fish also be all kind of like deadly too?
Some fucking toxic piranhas, some toxic man, bro. Think about it, some toxic clownfish.
like a whole like series about the Puerto Rico.
I was gonna say, you better say it. Wait, Joey, say it again.
Puerto Rico.
There you go.
But yeah, like even a whole series about different fishes and stuff like that. But yeah, it's like that's just like when they realize that, hey, we have a flare gun. If we shoot this shark, you'll basically just explode. As like mentioned
earlier. They said because the shark has a certain chemical on it and it's extremely flammable.
Yeah.
But didn't he like get blown up with a boat earlier?
Yeah.
Right.
Which I didn't put two and two together, Yeah, you mentioned that the shark should have blown up earlier then.
Then it would have just been a zombie invasion film. I would have been cool with that too, but we got what we got at the end. Or at least have the shark show up like Jaws did, you know, like burned up face and everything, come at you, bro. That shit would have been tight.
But yeah, they it's like Sam that like shoots him, I think, with the flare gun. Oh no, that's right. Sam like misses all three flares when he's trying to
useless shoot the shark. Man, he ain't from Texas, because I'm telling you, we Texas boys know how to shoot them.
And then, yeah, that's right. And then, like...
And they dropped one in the water. Yeah. They dropped one of the flares in the water. Gotta go down and swim and get it.
That was ridiculous. And then, like, the fact that the girl, like, threw her magnet in the shark's mouth and kind of like got him off his game for a bit. Yeah, they swim.
Bro, I mean, you're lucky there. They just didn't have like that one thing that went like in Jaws Revenge.
Oh.
Even though that movie has two endings, by the way, and the edited version actually had the better ending. That she had a shark get imploded by a boat.
That's the only good moment about that fourth movie. Okay.
The ending?
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, so they get the lost flare. I don't know if that would actually work. If a flare goes into the water, would it work afterwards?
Who knows?
I would say no.
I mean, if a shotgun shell can work underwater, hint bait. I mean, why not a flare? Right? Wait, haven't we seen a movie where the flare gun has been shot underwater? I feel like I don't know if it was in this podcast. I feel like somewhere along the lines, I watched a movie with a flare gun being shot underwater.
I know I have. I think it was another shark movie too that did it, but I don't know if we've talked about it on this podcast, but I remember seeing a movie that did that.
You know what? I, for some reason, want to go to Eddie's house and go, hey, can I see your flare gun? And then go to the public pool and just be underwater and just be like... I mean, I'll do it like at 2 o'clock in the morning when nobody's around. In other words, I'm breaking into a pool. Shit. Be like, what happened here? See, what happened was, I'm part of Mythbusters, Nimrod Horror Podcast Edition. We were trying to. Did you get any copyright or anything to actually do this project you're speaking of? I'm like, for science, do we really need these type of things? Let's speak hypothetically here, sir. Sir, you might have to come with us. You're going to jail. Now, jail. You think you are holding me? Or am I just protecting the world from my craziness by giving myself up? Think about that. I think by that point, I'd probably be mazed, kicked down, and I would have to scream Rodney King.
But yeah, like the shark said, but then, there's a twist. Aaron becomes a
we haven't killed the shark yet.
We just talked about
we forgot the most important thing in any of these sci-fi cheaply made B-rate movies. Like, there's always a fucking end catchphrase, like, take this mother. You always have to have that.
What did she say? It was a ripoff of like Jaws, but like it was. I didn't write it down. Remember it?
I don't remember it because there's so many out there. And she practically said one of them.
Yeah, because she said, like, man, she, like, wrote that line down. And I was thinking that, too, as I was watching it, but I just did not write it down.
All right, Joey, you're face-to-face with a shark. You got the gun. You're shooting at it. It's going to apparently kill the shark. What is your line, bro? What is your line?
I'm about to kill a shark.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably say some stupid though. It's probably like something like. It's probably something like, this isn't checkmate. This shark mate. What about
this isn't
you?
Checkmate. This is sharkmate. I gotta process this one for a little bit. Hold on. For the first time ever, we actually had to take a fight for a comment made on the show.
If someone like steals that line, I am gonna almost use it. I thought that line.
No, bro. Wait. I was talking about doing a comic book with your brother. Can I use that line for the comic book?
I guess so.
We'll make them in your likeness, by the way.
Okay.
It's not checkmate. It's checkmate. Okay, we'll go back. Bro, you still said it's fucking shocking. I'm sorry. All right. I'm not even going to lie. If we have, once we do our Nimrod Horror Podcast annual, which is now going to become our annual greatest line said in a horror movie, I don't care that it's in a horror movie or not. Joey, you have been nominated for one of the greatest lines, one-liners in a horror history. Technically a Nimrod, a horror podcast is technically still a line. It is still horror related, so it is still Joey has been nominated right now, guys. Joey's like, that's not what I expected today. If I had one line to say, I ain't gonna lie, Joey, after what you said, bro. Ain't no way topping that one. I'm sorry. You can't say it or do anything about that one. There's no way topping that one.
It just popped in my head.
Bro, I'm standing. Hold on. Standing ovation. Just legit standing ovation for that line, bro. A legit standing ovation, bro. Oh my God. That's taking the Nimrod. That's taking the Nimrod. I swear to God, that's taking the Nimrod this year. Well, I'm gonna write that shit down right now. Hold on. I am legit writing this shit down. Boy say. Repeat it, Joey, please. It's not.
This isn't checkmate. This is sharkmate. And
yeah, like you're surprised. I'm actually writing this down. And Joey, where does this happen at again?
This isn't checkmate. This is sharkmate.
I don't know, but this happens where again?
So this is like right before
to... Where's the location where this will happen at?
Oh, Puerto Rico.
There you go.
Like he says one of the Jaws lines, but slightly different. But I forgot exactly what she says. It's like something like,
I can't look it up right now.
I guess so. Like, I know she uses the word damn. That's all I remember that she says. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, this game's boring.
What?
I've been watching the Mexico Trinidad game. It looks like the Trinidad people are like, it literally looks like Trinidad is literally like knocking off these Mexican players one by one because they are fouling the fuck out of them. So, like, wow, two Mexican players already left the field like injured. Ooh, that's all I gotta say. It says play again, but I'm not gonna play this bitch again. I am literally going to skip this ad, and then I'm just gonna shoot down to the was it the 1 minute, 1 hour?
Yeah, because like soon after that, the movie does kind of end pretty short after that.
Okay, this fool misses every flare for real. This happens. Hold on. I am there. Okay. Right there is about to blow up. Let's see if we can quote this part. Okay, let's right there. Hold on. Smile, you toxic son of a.
So she doesn't say damn. Right. I don't know why I thought she said that.
But do you ever notice how these scenes always have like, you mother, or you son of a, or you piece of. Like, you don't even say the curse word. It's always a.
These are basically PG films, basically. They're made for TV.
And by the way, this, I'm rewatching it. This shark dies in the most dramatic form.
I wish we could show
a clip.
That clip would be taken down. It's like
right away. Well, yeah.
Maybe not, because I've done a few clips on the Instagram. Some of them don't get taken down, so maybe I'll try. So look at it on the Instagram. It might be there for just a few minutes, or it's going to be there forever. We'll see. As I said, big twist here. Aaron is one of the mutant rabies zombie thingy.
TMZs. TMZs. Yeah. Or TCMs. Toxic TCMs. Zombie mutants or toxic mutant zombies.
Just a quick break from the show here. Just remind you guys to check out the band Wolf Skull. That is WULFSKOL. We had the drummer on a recent episode, Heck Terror. So check out that episode and look up Wolf Skull on Instagram at WolfSkull666. Check him out on YouTube.
Yeah, the big twist is that Aaron
becomes my ass. By the way, that twist took longer than anything at Creepshow. Just saying.
I guess you can kind of say it. I guess.
Bro, come on. The ending was literally them going.
It's like, they all like got like the very like overdrawn out shark shock face.
Yeah, like holy shit, we still need 30 more seconds. Come on, we still need just keep going. I was just saying that's so
we're gonna go with ratings. I guess we'll go with Leo first with the rating.
Oh, I didn't even use none of my notes for I actually wrote notes and I used none of them.
I used my notes.
All right, here we are. All right, 2007 sci-fi film. All right, for all the bullshit the movie actually gave me, I actually gave it a rating of 6.
Okay.
I like the way the shark looked. I thought it was cool. I like the kill count amount, but at the same time, where the movie picked up, I thought it would have been like, there we go. This is the epic part. Like, even talking about how many kills are at the end, because there's a lot of kills at the end. And that was for the point where the movie just felt drawn out in the longest. And that's what hurt. And I thought the concept was actually pretty decent, even though I felt it probably needed some help on the writing. So I know I probably read something somewhere where it's like Toxic Shark is probably like it's a good watch for the wrong reasons. I think that whole review was probably right on that. It's I mean, personally, I like the shark look. Some of the kills were like mediocre at best. You had the concept of the zombies. Zombies didn't look that good, but the idea was actually pretty grand. So it's one of those love-hate relationships, I guess. But it was enjoyable for a good... Hey, I'm just going to stay home on a Saturday night. I have nothing to do, and I'm just smoking weed or just drinking beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give it a bit of a higher rating because I give it a 7. I have a lot of the same thoughts that you do with this movie. I was also going to like mention that the directing was like weird. The acting was like pretty poor.
See, yeah. When you mentioned the whole directing thing and everything, I actually like while doing this podcast, I thought about all that. And my rating was 6.5 originally. And it dropped it down to a 6 because of those comments too, by the way. So please give me the reason why it's still higher.
Yeah, mine's still like a 7 because I do overall like the concept of this toxic shark, and I do like the shark's look. I wish it would have shown more like violence, like more like gory kills, because it does feel like a film that's really censored.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's really censored. It was just shot that way.
It's a product for what it is.
Like, there's not like an unrated cut or something like that. It's just this is how it was made.
Well, think about it. I mean, it was a sci-fi movie.
Yeah. But if you're like me, who loves sci-fi shark movies, this is definitely a good one. Is it the best one? No. Clearly the best one is the Sharknado movies, but you know. This is like I would put this almost in second tier shark sci-fi films. All right. As for the recommendation,
I was torn apart with my recommendation today. I actually had a recommendation. Oh, I have two recommendations, but I'm only allowed one, so I'm gonna go with one. So, Joey, I'm gonna let you pick A or B.
B.
B. All right. This is the second thing I read. It's actually a comic book. It is called Bunny Mask. It premiered last month for Aftershock Comics. I actually had this recommended by D, Leanne, and Nick. Nick's usually a guy that goes to Bedrock City Comics. And the guys from Bedrock City Comics are like, have you read this? I'm like, no, I have not. And they just gave me like, oh, you're missing out. I'm like, okay. So I bought the issue. And it took me a long time to read it till today. To earlier, I actually had another recommendation for today, but I actually read the book today. So I was all like, oh man, I have to let people know about this one. So, Bunny Mask. It is something trippy, like as in it's a mystery horror type thing. Like, it's still the first issue. You don't know what's really going on. You are like, there's a thing where like a kid's father being nuts and murder somebody. And then like a child protection guy was like digging a hole. Like, I can't give no justice to this because I don't want to spoil it. But like, it pretty much something happened in the past. It is going on now. And it's like, you don't know what the actual murder is, in a sense. But everything revolves around this masked bunny character that is being shown. It's kind of weird to say, like, it's, but the way it's written and the way it's told and the art in the comic book is like, if this is not a thing, this comic book should be sold out for anyone who is a horror or a mystery fanatic. It should, if you're not into comic books, I'd say pick it up. If you love mystery and horror, if you love slashers, if you love those kind of things, this is a must have for those type of fans. I am surprised. Like, I've not read many comic books as of late. I've been doing like a whole manga anime thing.
Yeah.
But I picked this one up and, oh man, talk about knocking out of the park. Like, I mean, it's an Altuve home run type of situation right down the center. It is just so good.
That sounds intriguing, actually.
I'll pick up another extra issue for you. I got you, Joey.
My recommendation, which I was going to say, y'all, this entire month, I will suggest other shark movies. And this one, by the way,
Sharknado is not allowed.
Well, I said that last week. So.
But no Sharknado is allowed.
Said last week. But this one is, I'm trying to remember if it was a sci-fi movie or if it was just a movie that shown on the Sharknado week. But I do own this movie on like DVD. It is a movie, Trailer Park Shark, and it's really good. It's a fun movie. It's kind of like Sharknado related because like Tara Reid's in this one also. And she's been like a few other different shark movies. It also stars, what's his face? The boy from, not American Pie, but he was like kind of getting famous, but whatever. It's basically a trailer park gets flooded. They're on top of their roost of the trailer, and there's a shark there. That's the movie. It's fun. Again, like most of these shark movies, it's under 90 minutes. You can watch. I'm not sure if it's streaming anywhere, but good movie. All right, Leo. Where can people find you on the social medias?
You can find me at xxleoxr2d2xx on the Instagram.
That's me. You can find me at Nimrod Horror on Instagram, where you do most of my things. And for the entire podcast group, you can find us at one word, Nimrod Horror Podcast, on Instagram and Facebook. Don't forget, like, subscribe, and comment on like all of our YouTube stuff. It's the same thing, Nimrod Horror Podcast. And next week, we continue our Shark Month with the film Damn Sharks, which I'm hyped to see again. I've seen it one time, and I'm excited to see it a second time. See if it kind of holds up. Have you seen that movie before, Leo?
No, to be honest. But actually, I do dig that whole idea that we normally do. Like, I know one of us has normally watched one film and then, like, we will dig it, don't dig it. But, like, the thing about it is, like, we've done this before. Like, I've watched the movie, so I've requested it. Joey's watched the movie, so we requested it. Sometimes I've liked the Joey, like the movie more than Joey's had the first time or anything like that. It's like, it's always one of those things where like we just go back and forth. Dude, to be honest, like, so you watch this film, you give it your approval rating.
Yep.
Enjoy
this one quite a bit.
We'll see then. So then should I hold a high expectation or should I just go in there like just no, just watch it on your own?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Watch it is a silly shark movie, so, but this does a cool thing that I've never seen a shark movie do before, and boy, I love it. I ranted it like I ranted about it on Facebook when I first saw it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the greatest shark movie I've ever seen. Because of this and this. But that was like 2 years ago or Frankie, whatever it was. But yeah. Until then, y'all. We'll see if I feel the same way. If I feel like I'm going to love this movie. But yeah, I'm Joey. This is Leo.
Check out the next episode of Casual Horror.